Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. What do you know about polar bears? You might know that polar bears live up in the Arctic and are most comfortable in the ice and snow. You might also know that polar bears are excellent swimmers and that they use their big paws almost like paddles to keep moving in the water for hours at a time. But did you know that polar bear fur isn't actually white? Each hair is actually like a clear hollow tube, and because those clear hairs reflect light, the polar bears end up looking white. Pretty amazing, right? Polar bears are fascinating animals, and I think they're incredible. But I wouldn't want to meet a polar bear in person. Arctic adventurer John Waterman felt differently.
One of the things that I wanted to do, I know it sounds crazy, but I really wanted to see and maybe have a close encounter with a polar bear.
John was in the Arctic on a paddling adventure in his kayak. A week earlier, he had been in an Inuit village called Tulluyuak, where he had had a conversation with one of the village elders.
An elder had told me not to have my gun out and to show respect to the bear, which the northern or polar Inuit apparently referred to as Tulluyuak, which means the one who gives power.
So Tulluyuak is the word for polar bear and also the name of the village. The people there must be polar bear experts. So even if he wanted to see a polar bear up close, John knew to trust this elder and be respectful and careful with the bears.
Nearly a week out from the village of Tulluyuak, I was paddling around a point, and there were a lot of bears around because there are a lot of seals. I was nervous about all the polar bears that I was seeing because I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep very well at night with so many polar bears around. And paddled around this point, and all of a sudden there's a polar bear there on an ice floe with a seal kill. And immediately the bear jumped into the water and started swimming after me.
Oh no! What do you think you would do if there was a giant polar bear swimming right at you?
I knew that I couldn't out-paddle a polar bear, but I'd forgotten myself and I started quickly paddling away. And then I realized that I couldn't do that, that I was acting like a prey species. And so I quickly turned the kayak and pushed my rudder to face the bear.
John knew that if he paddled away in a panic, then the bear would just think that he was another type of prey to chase down for dinner. So John remembered the advice of the elder in Tulluyuak and tried to show respect to the polar bear swimming in his direction.
I tried to just put my hands down and I tried to just send it all my respect. And it worked. The bear stopped swimming after me. I had my camera out, so I kind of discreetly took a couple of blurry photographs, but then continued to just try to show respect and deference, but at the same time, without acting aggressive, to show strength. And that's what I essentially had done by turning and facing the bear. And it really worked. The bear swam back to its iceberg and realized that I was not a prey species, I guess, or maybe it already had its dinner.
Once the polar bear returned to its iceberg, John decided that he'd made it far enough in his Arctic journey and that he should just turn back.
And I decided that to go any further was foolish, so I turned my kayak around and went back to the village of Tulluyuak, and that's the last solo trip I ever did.
John's encounter with a polar bear is absolutely incredible, and while I would never want to experience something like that myself, hearing him tell this story blows my mind. Polar bears are definitely a winter wonder.
Winter wonders.
Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman Darrington with sound designed by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.